Imagine we're on a selection committee to pick our next PRC commissioner, Sandy Jones or Steve Fishman. Both are smart and capable. I'm no expert, but I think the key issues facing the PRC are equalizing the conflict between huge utilities, plus their subcontractors, and ratepayers, plus the public interest, moving rapidly toward greater use of renewables and a more distributed system, improving PRC morale, and regaining public trust. On those, Fishman seems the better choice. Fishman advocates for the public, opposing usurious loan sharks. He's a strong conservationist. He also advocates for PRC ratepayers. Jones has done some good things at the PRC, but appears uncomfortably close to those he regulates. Jones criticizes Fishman for contributions from anti-utility interveners and says Fishman's campaign collaborates with independent PACs. Fishman criticizes Jones for getting much of his campaign funding from folks who stand to benefit from PRC decisions. The Secretary of State is referring everyone's complaints to the AG, so we may hear nothing before June 5th. I'm not convinced either has broken the law, but given the tilted playing field that favors utilities, I'm less comfortable with Mr. Jones's contributors. People connected with affordable solar have contributed a lot to Jones. Jones recently voted to overturn a hearing examiner's conclusion that PNM and Affordable, without fair bidding, reached a deal that cost ratepayers too much. Environmental groups strongly support Fishman. I think we're on the cusp of real change, a lot more renewables and decentralization, soon. Jones says he favors solar. He's done some things to help make that happen, but he's also approved non-renewable power plants that may or may not have been as necessary or prudent as the utilities convinced a PRC majority they were. Jones recognizes we're headed towards solar, but Fishman has the vision and the commitment to help us get there. Environmental groups, some from outside the state, concerned about climate change, are contributing so heavily to PACs supporting Fishman that Jones says he's being outspent this year. A National Regulatory Research Institute evaluation and some interviews indicate that morale is a serious problem. Part of that is funding, the legislature's responsibility. But the report describes a perceived, quote, lack of respect for staff by commissioners and others, unquote. Some say that one reason is commission decisions overruling hearing examiners in favor of utilities. I wish Jones's response to that report was less defensive and more open to commission dialogue about it. It seems a time for change. Both men are effective. Fishman recognizes the urgency of doing all we reasonably can to diminish our collective energy footprint and give ratepayers a fairer shake. And that's the job to me.